Well, I'm going to play you a little medley of guitar tunes that were most of them first recorded right around here down the street, and from the Carter family. It's always been a favorite group of mine, and some of the very first tunes I ever learned to play were some of these tunes right here I'm going to play you a little medley of. I had a neighbor that lived across the street that would teach me those tunes when I was just a young'un. My brother got an old guitar and showed me three chords when I was 5 years old. And I beat on that thing for a long time and didn't know anything but those three chords, and still don't too much more than that. But I've got a capo here, so it don't matter. I'm going to play this little medley of tunes, the very first ones I learned to play from the Carter family. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you liking those hometown tunes right there. That was first recorded right here in Bristol in 1927. It's sort of, they call it the birthplace of country music. And so it's a pretty cool thing to happen right here in Bristol. Still some of my favorite tunes to pick, and I try to do that almost everywhere I go play. Let's see. Sometimes I tell little stories and tales about rugby over there, and ain't much happens where there's seven people. I heard this other story. You know, you've heard hundreds of stories and jokes and things about the guy that walks into the bar and everything, but this is a sort of like that, but it's a different thing a little bit. There's a fella, I think he was a lawyer, had an office right next to the bar, and every afternoon when he got through work, he would go into the bar and order him a double scotch. And he just, that was just a routine. He'd do that every day. And one day the bartender noticed he'd come in and he started ordering two of those double scotches at the same time. And he would sit there and drink both of them. And the bartender thought that was very strange. He'd never seen nobody drink like that. And that went on for a long time. And that's why he just asked him, said, "What's the deal here?" He said, "I've never seen anybody do that. Order two double scotches at the same time and just sit there and drink both of them." And the old fellow said, "Well, I'm from over in Scotland, you know," and said, "I miss my brother. He's still over there." And said, "We used to, you know, have a drink every afternoon." And said, "I miss him real bad. And so I set up that scotch for him, and I just had both of them." And so the bartenders understood that just perfectly fine. That's okay. And so he kept doing that. But then the strange thing happened. After a little while, he'd come back in there and started just ordering one. And that worried him aside, said he figured something must have happened. And after it went on for, he just kept on, you know, for the next month or so, just ordered one. And after a while, he got up enough nerve to ask him, you know, I said, "I couldn't help but notice you just order one drink now." Said, is everything okay with your brother and everything? He said, "Oh yeah, he's just fine. It's fine. What happened?" Said, "I had to quit drinking." Gerald, did you feel, while I was telling that, did you figure out another tune to do?
I think we'll do one off of that Carter Fold session thing, Wayne.
Okay, that'd be cool. And that last medley of Carter Family tunes that I did, we recorded right up at the Carter Fold, right in the very place. And we all, Gerald and Spencer and Jimmy Edmonds, the Luthier bunch, we made this little recording, and Chris and Virginia Tourism folks helped us put it out, and so you've probably got some of them, don't you, Gerald?
I think there's going to be some out front right at the very end, maybe.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Along with the other stuff, Adam's got his stuff out there, and so his CDs, so we'll have a gentleman out there if anybody's interested in him.
Just
going to kick us around.
Okay.